Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
I want to apologize to your lovely girlfriend who I just met here.
Oh, yeah. Jamie. This is Jamie.
I'm only apologizing because we made a couple jokes in a way you probably weren't listening pretty much all morning long about being the second Jamie. But then we made a bit out of it. We talked about when other guys have either gone through divorces or long-term relationships break up, their next girlfriend or next wife has the exact same first name. That's got to be tough.
That's it. I mean, it felt
insane. People called in and said it was.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. I didn't think it would ever happen in my life. That name was dead to me.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's definitely a name you hear, but it could have been. It's not that common.
Yeah,
you know.
But you were open-minded enough to not dismiss her immediately.
Yeah,
which a lot of people would have done.
Yeah, I was very open-minded too. But you should have seen my face on the airplane when I met her.
I remember you told us that story.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah,
I was like, oh,
why?
Yeah. You know that Uncle Lair story? Yes. Why don't you dig it up and
that's
what I did.
By the way, Uncle Lair Uncle Lair in 2 weeks. Uncle Lair in 2 weeks will be in the studio with us. Pete Lee and Steve Gillespie. Steve's back too. Funny Bone this weekend, funnybonomaha.com. Right. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow. Check them out. Funny guys.
Colleen drove them today, otherwise they would have ended up in Wichita.
Right. Absolutely.
Or Lincoln.
I can't believe this guy.
Yeah. I can't.
You'd be halfway to Wichita and say, damn it, I think they're based in Omaha.
Yeah, I Googled T95 and I head to Wichita.
Man, I was able to actually replicate that Google search
yesterday
once I got back to the hotel, and I took a screen grab of it for you.
Good. I still don't believe you.
I know. That's why I did it.
It sent you to the old building, huh?
Sent us to the old building. Okay. But it had a picture of this building as the picture, so that's why I clicked on it. I'm a good person.
That's right.
Something needs to be updated with Google for...
That is weird because Google Maps hasn't taken me off a cliff yet. You know.
Yeah. Well, I would have hoped that you would have gotten maybe halfway there and went, wait a minute, this nowhere near the right direction.
That shows you how much attention guys pay when I pick them up at the same place, drive them here. You've done this with me a dozen times.
You just ride. You don't pay attention when you're in the car. Yeah.
But you're the passenger. You're not really paying attention.
And if you don't live in the city, but you've been in the city long enough, you should know.
In my defense, you don't drive around Omaha and see different parts of it and go like, this looks different.
Yeah. That's a good point.
This Quick Trip gas station looks different than the other come and go.
That's a good point. It's a grid, and you're right. It's the same crap.
I just was like, all right. The thing that looked different was that there's a cornfield right next to it, and I was like, wow, this is an urban cornfield.
You know, it's funny because I know people that are proud homegrown people are probably yelling, but I want those people to drive to Des Moines. Same thing. Because when I go to Des Moines for some sports now, and I'll be driving around saying, this looks exactly the same. Oh, because it's another Midwestern grid city.
Yeah.
They all look the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's the Home Depot, Old Navy, Hallmark Card Center thing.
Mr. L.A.
Yeah.
Mr. L.A.
I'm so L.A.
You're so L.A. now.
So L.A. Hold on. It's my agent. Turn it down. Okay. I'm back.
Steve, you live in L.A.?
No? Yeah.
Okay. How long you been?
About 3 years.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like
it. Where are you from originally? I don't think I asked you.
Wisconsin.
Oh, you're a Wisconsin
like
boy,
Pete.
Too? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Home of Paul Ryan.
I find a lot of that L.A., that suburban L.A. spread looks very similar, too.
Oh, yeah. It's Omaha with a little bit of Mexico sprinkled in.
Tijuana.
Yeah.
You don't have the Wisconsin thing going on, though. Did you lose that? Or did you have it?
I don't know. It comes out when I drink.
Okay, because it comes out when Pete drinks, too, or just talks.
Yeah.
Or when he's trying to fool the Tonight Show.
Oh, that's right. Or lying to the nationwide audience.
Right,
He's still a yuck. Ooh.
Yeah, you betcha.
Oh, gosh, you guys. Oh, yeah.
So when you drink, it comes out? But you lost it when you're not there.
Yeah.
And you're from Wisconsin, so you drink.
I drink. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Of course you do.
They're up there. They're number one, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember going, like, growing up in Wisconsin. Like, a thing that...
Where in Wisconsin?
Small town, Ripon, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah. But the whole thing was, like, my mom and my stepdad, every weekend they would take me to the bar. That was, like, what you did. You took your kid to the bar.
I know.
And then I would sit at the bar. They would let me sit at the bar, and I would drink Shirley Temples.
Uh-huh.
They're just priming me. You know, they're just like teaching me how to, and everyone's smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just everyone's just, and then everyone's like, oh, just a little kid here. Just
What was the nearest big town? Where'd you go for supplies and such?
It wasn't that small. I mean, Ripon's like 7,000 people.
Okay. Well, that's pretty
cool. We had a McDonald's.
All right. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Craig, join the program. A little later on, too, I want to get your lady on the mic and describe meeting Pete Lee.
Her face was like, oh, God.
No, she's going, we're here on the mic. Will you talk on the mic?
She will.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, she will.
Yeah, she talks.
Jamie's not shy.
Will you promise not to psychoanalyze us?
Not us.
I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty. You do? Okay. She promises.
She promises.
We're celebrating National Americana Month.
All right.
If I knew what that meant.
Yeah. I don't know what that means either. I really
that sounds
don't.
Racist.
Yeah. Just say America. What's this Americana stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's actually a term.
What does it mean?
I think it's a type of music, isn't it?
It is. Americana is a type of music, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's I'm sure it's a type
like an all-encompassing kind of term.
Yeah.
Well, you want the BS definition I've got here?
Sure.
It says that during September, stupid pop-up is in my way now.
Porn?
No, I'd be happy if it was a porn
pop-up. Okay, I got it here. Collective term for artifacts related to the history, geography, folklore, and cultural heritage of the United States.
That's right. Be proud.
So it encompasses a lot of things.
And we only get 1 month for that?
Yeah. Like, you know, going to a bar when you're seven in
that's
Wisconsin.
Right. That's Americana.
That's Americana stuff, right?
True Americana.
So, America.
America.
America. America.
America.
We heard stories the other day about guys who would put flags on their kid's baby stroller so they could find out where they were rolling around in
the bar. Right. Yeah, exactly.
America.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
You don't want to lose them.
Yeah. That way you can keep track of them without having to get off the stool.
Yeah, and then when you're ready to drive home drunk, you just throw them in your car.
Exactly,
and...
right.
Sir, I'm not drunk driving. This is Americana. This is the American way.
Driving drunk, classic.
Love that clip. It's so out of sorts. I just love that clip.
Yeah.
What is that from?
That's from Hangover.
Oh.
And when he says it in Hangover.
It's Galifianakis? Yeah.
It's Galifianakis and Hangover. And I saw the rewrite. I just watched a little bit of that recently again.
Baseball, apple pie, hot dog, Chevrolet.
And when he says Americana. It's just so great the way he says it. Because it's so inappropriate even then, and that's what makes it so funny. So when I play it now, I always have to explain it to somebody who doesn't bitch. Because that's why he was an inappropriate character when he was in that movie. So that's why it's funny. Classic.
Classic. Classic. I'll sometimes say to the crowd, like, don't drive drunk, but if you do, you feel like you're going to hit another car, make sure that they're texting while driving, just to teach them a lesson. And then there's always some lady that comes up.
I know, but it's a joke.
You know, drunk driving is not a joke. It is not a joke. And I'm like, but it was because they laughed. And
therefore,
I had to explain
it's
it.
A joke.
Yeah, I'm like, it was a joke, and you didn't like it. And
she probably texts when she drives,
yeah,
by the way.
She was texting and driving.
And the studies
on the way
are
there.
It's like 10 times worse than drinking and driving.
I believe.
Texting
it.
Is 10 times worse. Was that 10? Am I right? I don't want to exaggerate too much.
I forget.
It's a lot worse.
Yeah, it
studies
was
have shown
7
it's
to 12.
Worse.
Yeah,
I don't say that doesn't mean you should drink and drive, but texting is worse, and there's some places still don't have laws against it.
I read that stat. I was driving. While I read it.
Yeah.
And
I love that. But it was because they laughed.
Yeah.
That's the definition of a joke.
They
right?
laughed. It's so funny, like all these people like on the outside of comedy that are like, that is not funny. You can't do that in a comedy club. I'm like, well, but don't buy a ticket. Like
right.
Comedy's not for you. Like if you don't have a sense of humor, you don't get a say. Like
happen once a weekend? Either one of you?
Yeah, it's
some what for they would say it's an inappropriate joke.
For me, it's even more because I'm on Fallon.
Right.
Like my demographic is people.
Gee golly.
People that go, you know, I don't normally laugh, but I liked you. Like, that's my demographic.
I don't normally let.
Yeah.
Now, Fallon, is that a double-edged sword for you now?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I bet it is.
Yeah, because you just get people that they're wound real tight, and but they're like, but I like him because he plays games.
Yeah.
You know?
And
it's tough because I'm grateful for those fans, but also, you know, it limits what you can do sometimes because I feel like the majority of the crowd is losing out because I'm trying to do stuff that's going to not piss off those people in the crowd because I don't want to hear about it afterwards.
Well, do you feel like Miley Cyrus trying to shed your Disney image?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to be a bad boy now.
Well, would you ever decide? Would you ever decide and would Fallon let you do 5 minutes of a little edgier stuff? Not dirty stuff, but edgier. Then
would he let you come out naked on a wrecking ball?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I think I would do. Yeah, I'd do.
Or a t-shirt, jeans and a Metallica t-shirt. Just change the look and just
something.
Show up.
Yeah. Just a shirt.
Right after you puked in Vegas. You were there, right?
Yeah, she was there.
I want that story.
You saved his life.
Yeah, she saved my life.
Yeah, we lost Joplin that way, didn't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Hendrix.
Yeah, I think that I could just wear a t-shirt that says, heck. And they'd be like, well, I am turned off.
I usually don't laugh, but I like you. Yeah. That's the fans I like.
Yeah. I emailed the booker of the Tonight Show, and I told him about that. And he's like, well, I'm happy I could help.
Well, once again, it's a double-edged sword.
It's a double-edged sword.
You're nationwide, but then you get those people showing up still.
Yes.
This weekend so far, only one show.
Last night, two
tomorrow, funnybonomaha.com.
Last night was pretty cool. I didn't get any complaints about my edginess.
Because they were all drenched.
Yeah,
they were.
They caught that rain coming in? Okay.
Yeah, I did a wet jeans contest on stage.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who won?
I did. No. Ask me that again.
Who won?
The ladies.
That's even better.
Take two, one. Yeah. That was good. Take two.
At a publication called The Conversation, Claire Collins is a professor in nutrition and dietetics. And she has written an article. They got picked up at a lot of places because of something that's involved in the article. She basically said that when you try and hold in gas or farts.
I tweeted this out a week ago.
So oh, yeah.
It's a true story, right?
It's horse hockey.
So it wasn't a true story.
Let's get into this.
Who burped?
You read the headline, didn't you?
I just saw the headline, and I just retweeted it, and I said, stop talking S. That was my tweet.
Yeah. So, trying to hold in gas or farts leads to a buildup of pressure and major discomfort. A buildup of intestinal gas can trigger abdominal distension.
We've all been there.
With some gas...
No, we don't let it get to abdominal distension.
No, we don't, but
we
sometimes you're around people that you don't want to do it in front of, and that's very rare.
That's called yoga class.
Do you hold it in yoga class?
I try.
Yeah.
Sometimes unsuccessfully.
Oh, God, that was a long one. That was
a very real
one. It's a minute eight, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. I love playing the background. Go ahead.
Great.
Craig.
This is thrilling.
Go ahead, Craig.
So, a buildup of intestinal gas can trigger abdominal distension, with some gas reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled in your breath.
Does it smell like ass?
No.
Yeah.
It is somehow reabsorbed into your circulation.
So it has
your
nothing
blood,
to do with,
if you will.
Right. Nothing to do with.
And then somehow a little bit is exhaled in your breath.
But not
you
what
are
thought.
Not speaking fart.
Right. It's not backing up through your digestive system.
Right.
I haven't seen you so, you know, passionate.
Well, it's because this story has been out all week, and the headline says, fart through your mouth if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, right. It does. Yeah.
Because people only read headlines.
Yeah, and it's horse hockey. I read it at first, and I thought, well, that's just a silly headline, and I kind of let it go.
Yeah.
But then the more I saw the headline, the more I realized that people are being lied to.
Right.
Yeah.
I bought it.
Fake news. A little bit here and there. Come on. It's nothing.
I think that the reason why people think that it's just farts that come up from your butt through your mouth is because we've all had the conversation with somebody where you're like, they're like, hi, and you're like, that's a litter box.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's bad.
Yeah.
That is terrible. Don't open your mouth again.
I told you it'd be a classy show, Jamie. Yeah. I told you.
This is what I do for work. She helps people in psychiatry. Yeah. And I'm like, let's analyze this fart story.
Yeah. he's been doing that in our show for 15 years, too. ain't like Pete's never been around.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
10 healthy adults volunteered to have the amount of gas that they passed over a day, quantified. So in a 24-hour period, all of the flatus they expelled was collected with a rectal catheter.
Oh, who volunteers for that study?
I was thinking that. Yeah. I was thinking
your rectum.
That. People have a lot
is that a hobby?
Of time on their hands.
A fart collector?
No,
it better
it's
be a job.
Study.
Yeah. Okay. It better be a job.
It could be somebody's hobby.
You do it for
they
fun.
They ate normally, but to ensure a boost in gas production, they also had to eat half a large can of baked beans.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll work.
Yeah,
I had some red beans the other night, but I was unable to share them with you. It didn't start till the afternoon.
I'm bumming.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
That's too bad.
Hydrogen gas was produced in the greatest volume, followed by carbon dioxide. Only 30% of the adults, 3 out of 10, produced methane. The remaining gases thought to be mostly nitrogen.
Why are we studying farts now? We've been farting forever.
Nobody when do ever, you think we should study them?
We should have studied them, I don't know, 100 years ago.
Well, let's say we didn't.
Okay, well,
then when should we?
Okay, well, now.
Okay.
And even if we had studied them 100 years ago, the study should continue.
Good yeah. point.
Because we always learn new things.
Men and women produced about the same amount of gas and averaged 8 flattus episodes.
Hold it, but for them it's cute. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They too.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We all averaged 8 flattus episodes.
The vapors.
Episodes. Over 24 hours.
I'm sorry. I tooted.
The biggest amounts of intestinal gas.
You're disgusting.
The biggest amounts of intestinal gas was released in the hour after meals. Gas was also produced while we are asleep, but about half the rate compared to during the day.
I'll tell you who's bad now. If you have a 14-year-old boy in a bedroom, no, I'm going something with us. And the door's closed.
You set that up poorly.
The door's closed for 8 hours, and you walk in to get them. Don't do that.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's some nights I take issue with that. You fart less at night than during the day.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, and you just know you've been lighting that room up all night.
But with a 14-year-old boy, there's you'll not smell shame. They
no,
haven't learned that
no,
yet.
No, he doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care.
He shouldn't.
I wonder if night farts keep away the spiders. You know, they say you swallow like 8 spiders a year.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're really gassy, if the spiders are like, nah, I'm not.
It's a good way to protect your lady.
Yeah.
I'm just lighting up the room to protect you.
Night farts keep away a lot of people.
Yeah.
And things.
We need to study that.
How bad's Pete?
I fart a lot.
You say he farts a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes I fart and then I just look at her and I'm like, she couldn't be more beautiful. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Like,
she's a pretty lady, by the way. Yeah.
She's so beautiful. The other, what was it? I hit my head like really hard and she was putting a Band-Aid on my head. And while she's caring for me, I was like, and she's like, did you just rip butt while I was taking care of you? And I was like, yeah, I did. Like,
but you had a brain injury.
I had a brain injury.
You had a brain injury. Yeah. You couldn't help yourself.
Yeah, I had a brain injury. I was concussed.
Why do they ask the questions? Oh, you know, I don't understand. They know you farted. So why do they have to say, did you just fart? Well, yeah.
I'm all man, baby. I'm all man.
Be at least Steve Gillespie.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.